Tonight's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 6, and I will be reading verse 15. Matthew chapter 6, verse 15, and I'll be reading the English Standard. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You may be seated.
Okay, so I started out by asking my dad for a little bit of help, and I asked him, I gave him 5 points that I wanted him to, help me with, and he came back with, a 15-page essay, but I have shortened it a little bit, so it's going to be short, yeah. So tonight I want to ask you a few questions. How often have you hurt someone and had to ask for forgiveness? Do you spend time thinking about someone who has done something to you? Do you find it hard to forgive, or how do you forgive? Tonight, we're going to spend a few minutes talking about some of those things. First off, what does it mean to forgive? To forgive, it means to cease all resentment against another person. We all can agree that sometimes it's very difficult to forgive, but that we must forgive that we're commanded to. Jesus taught forgiveness throughout his ministry. In Matthew 6:15, Jesus says, "But if you do not forgive others and their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." This statement is pretty clear. Most importantly, since Jesus died so that we can be forgiven for our sins, why shouldn't we forgive others? Again, in Matthew 18:21-22, we read about the Apostle Peter asking Jesus, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I can forgive him? As many as 7 times 7, and Jesus answered, "I do not say 7 times 7, but 70 times 7. Jesus was not telling Peter to forgive him 490 times and then to stop at the 491st time. He was saying that we should forgive unconditionally and as many times as needed. We should follow the same example, but sometimes it's really hard to do, especially if someone keeps hurting us over and over again. What happens if we refuse to forgive? Simple. We are mainly hurting ourselves. If we dwell on what went wrong, then we're wasting a lot of energy and not moving forward. In Matthew 5:38-39, we read, "We have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil, but if he slaps you on the right cheek, then turn the other cheek also." The nature to forgiveness is to dig deep and find whatever love and compassion you have left for that person and forgive them. If you cannot forgive them, then all of your anger will continue to eat at you, and you will become more and more bitter every day. Isabel Holland, an American author, said, "As long as you don't forgive, and whoever or whatever it is, it will occupy a rent-free space in your mind." How do we forgive? Love. We need to love others as Jesus commanded in Mark 12:31, to love thy neighbor as thyself. If we are able to mend a broken relationship through forgiveness, it can be stronger than it was before. We also need to look in the mirror and love ourselves. We have our own faults, and we have hurt others at one time or another. If we are able to look inwards and recognize that we need forgiveness, then we will be able to find the value in forgiving others. Additionally, bitterness will weigh us down, but forgiveness can take it all away. Forgiveness helps us grow. If we are able to forgive someone that harmed us, then we are able to be more positive instead of being negative and having a useless, self-centered complaining. We simply need to look inward and forgive ourselves before we can forgive others. If we forgive others, we'll be blessed. One, we'll feel happy and be no longer angry at the person who did you wrong. Two, we'll let go of the grudges. Or three, we'll be the peacemaker. Four, we'll be able to move forward and start to heal. And five, it will be better for ourselves. Dr. Martin Luther King said, "Forgiveness is not an occasional act, it's a constant attitude." In conclusion, if we are able to forgive others, we can be happy. Forgiveness also allows us to see ourselves and others who are made in the likeness of God. So, to tonight, if there are those in here who need to be forgave or be forgiven, we have an invitation just for this reason. Maybe you need to put on Christ in baptism or be forgiven to be washed away for your sins. Or maybe you're already a Christian that needs prayer from the church. Whatever you need, Austin, Cody, and the elders would be glad to help you as we stand and sing.